real in depth, I don't think. Maybe it is. I guess I'll just share it, and then you can decide whether it's a deep message, a shallow message, or maybe it's not even a message. I don't know. You'll just have to decide. Amen. It's just, to me, it's something that's kind of neat. Maybe that's an old terminology. Maybe some folks don't know what it means to be neat. I'm not talking about tidy and neat, you know what that's like, right, Brother Matthew, to be tidy and neat. Okay, you're laughing at me for some reason, but anyway. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 26 is where we're going for our opening scripture. It's Paul's account that I've just been talking about of what happened in Acts chapter number 9. And Paul is rehearsing it to the king, King Agrippa. And he gives a little more detail here in Acts chapter 26 when he's rehearsing it than Luke did in Acts chapter number 9. So in Acts chapter 26 and verse number 12, it says, "Whereupon, as I went to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests." Now, you remember what he went there to do. He went there to find Christians and bind them up with chains or ropes or whatever and kind of thump them around a little bit because he didn't like them at all. He hated them. And he was going to cart them back to Jerusalem, and hopefully he was hoping that somewhere in the journey they might just die. "At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven, above the brightness of the sun." That's a bright light. "Shining round about me and them which journeyed with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking unto me and saying in the Hebrew tongue, 'Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.' And I said, 'Who art thou, Lord?' And he said, 'I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. But rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in the which I will appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people," and that's talking about the Jews, "and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee, to open their eyes," to open their eyes, "to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me. Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision." Praise our God. You can be seated again tonight. Now, Proverbs chapter number 29, verse number 18, it says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." But notice the next part of that. "But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." That word vision, it means mental sight. Light bulb coming on. It means, now I see. Vision, it means a dream. That's something God would give in the night, the dream. And we know what the prophecy is about, the Spirit of God, about dreams and visions. Revelation, that's when you're reading God's Word and God reveals it to you. And it also means an oracle. That's where I'm preaching to you. Not just me, but God's preachers are preaching to you. Without preaching, the people perish. Without reading, the people perish. Without seeing what God is saying, the people perish. Now I see. Hallelujah. And I want to read some scriptures from Psalms 119. How many's ever read Psalms 119? So I'm not telling you anything new, am I? I'm not sharing a new thing with you at all. This is an old message from the book of Psalms thousands of years ago. I think we even memorized it in school at one point in time. Or the kids did anyway. I want to share some scriptures, and I want to see, as I'm sharing these scriptures, I want to see if the light bulb starts coming on of what these scriptures have to say. And there's a this is funny. There's a word in these scriptures. Here we go. Psalms 119, verse number 9, and I'm sure Timmy will be able to keep up. And I'm just going to start going through them. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So if you're a young man, there's you some scripture. Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So how are you going to keep from sinning? Put God's word in your heart. Psalms 119:16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Psalms 119:17. Deal bountifully with thy servant that I may live and keep thy word. Psalms 119:25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Psalms 119:28. My soul melteth for heaviness. You ever been there? Strengthen thou me according unto thy word. Psalms 119:38. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Psalms 119:41. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. Psalms 119:42. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. Psalms 119:43. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. Psalms 119:49. Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. Psalm 119:58. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Anybody getting the word? Anybody getting the picture? Is there any light bulbs coming on of what's going to take for me to be victorious? What it's going to take for me to overcome? What it's going to take for me to be everything God wants me to be? What it's going to take for me to change my old habits and begin new habits? Is the light bulb coming on yet? Hallelujah. Well, we ain't done yet. Maybe it'll come on. I've got another page. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 119:65. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Verse 74. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Verse 76. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort according to thy word unto thy servant. There was a personal word. So, verse number 81, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Verse 82, my eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? Verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. I love that one. I quote that one all the time. That means it's never going to change, and that's why I can trust in the word of the Lord. For whatever I'm going through, I can find God's word that will give me direction, praise God, when I'm ready to hear what the Lord has to say unto his church. Praise God. Verse 101, I have refrained my feet from every evil way that I might keep thy word. That's intentional, isn't it? That's just downright intentional. Praise God. 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. That's in our pledge at our school. That's where it came from, right from God's word. Verse 107, I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Verse 114, thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Now, I just want to interject this. This is different men writing this psalm. It wasn't one person that wrote Psalm 119. There was a multitude of them. And each one of them, the light bulb had come on. And they knew where their strength was. They knew where their hope was. They knew where their victory was. They knew that whatever they needed from God, it was going to be found in his word. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. 116, uphold me according to thy word that I may live, and let not me be ashamed of my hope. 123, my eyes fail for thy salvation and for the word of thy righteousness. 133, order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. What? That's to keep my mind pure. That's to keep my thoughts right. Oh, wow, praise God. Verse 140, thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. 147, I prevented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. 148, my eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in thy word. 154, plead my cause and deliver me, quicken me according to thy word. 158, I beheld the transgressors and was grieved because they kept not thy word. 160, thy word is true from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. 161, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. 162, I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. 169, let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give me understanding according to thy word. 170, let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. Psalms 172, 119, verse 172, my tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteous. I just read you 38 verses that contained thy word. I stand before you tonight with no excuse to be victorious, because everything that I'm going to need is going to be in his word. And it is my responsibility, it is my duty, it is my desire, it better be my desire, to be found in his word. If I am struggling, if I am battling, if I am not being victorious, then I want to present to you tonight, I am not in his word. I am just looking at it or listening to it, but I am not into it. Woo! Praise be to our God. Wow, does that ring any bells, school students? I may be reading my lesson and I may be trying to answer questions, but I ain't into it. Woo! Hello. Praise God. it's not just to you, students. It's to every one of us inside this building here tonight. Hallelujah. Because we can read the Word, we can listen to the Word, but unless we're into the Word, it ain't going to change us. It ain't going to help us. It ain't going to deliver us. We've got to put it above all things. We got to put it above our own thoughts. We got to put it above our own feelings. This is the hard part sometimes. Because sometimes I don't feel like it. I'm sorry. How many's ever said that? I don't feel like it. I just don't feel like it. How many's ever procrastinated? We all have procrastinated. I go to the chiropractor. And he's working on my back. Brother Robert, Sister Lydia, I think, is going to the same chiropractor. Jason and Sarah started, but they fizzled out somewhere along the way. And they asked me from time to time, where's Jason? Praise the Lord. But they pat me on the back because I've been faithful, because it's helping me, and I'm liking it. And so, anyway, I go to the chiropractor, and they've got a plaque up on the wall, and there's a picture of a bison, a buffalo. And it says, procrastination is the first step. Let's see if I can remember it. I'm not getting it. Procrastination. Do y'all remember what I'm talking about? Yeah. To being unhealthy. So, in other words, they're after health there. But procrastination is, I'm going to have to write it down and I'll bring it to you later. Praise God. But the reality of procrastination will never get anything accomplished, but it will always bring devastation. It will. I don't know about you, but a lot of times if I procrastinate, then I finally get so overwhelmed with what I procrastinated about, I'm so overwhelmed I just don't even think I can do it anymore. It's gotten bigger than it would have been if I would have done it when I was supposed to have done it. Can anybody relate to that within the sound of my voice underneath the age of 18 or 19? But thy word, is there any light bulbs coming on? 38 times. God's word let us know that his word is what is going to bring me through. What is going to keep my heart aright. What is going to keep me full of joy. What is going to keep me on the fire and line. What's going to keep me into God's word. What's going to keep me wise to the tactics of the enemy. What's going to keep me on top of the game, if you will, so to speak. Praise God. Amen. Because there's a reason for that. I'm going to close with this. Someone can come to the piano if you would. See, I've surprised you tonight. Which I ain't done yet, but I've surprised you tonight. I'm not holding you long. But I feel like I've shared something with us that can help us. And help us tremendously if the light bulb will come on. If we'll hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Psalm 138, move to a different psalm, verse number 2, says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Church, we have the most powerful tool that has been given to us by an almighty God. And I'm afraid that it lays in the toolbox and we try everything else and every other tool and every other program and every other thing except getting into God's word. It was brought up somewhere in conversation about some of the men of old, even Peter in the Bible. He would walk down the street and his shadow would heal people. Men like D.L. Moody, Smith Wigglesworth, different men of God, that just their presence would bring a mighty conviction upon lost souls. The reason that transpired is because they were men of the Word. They weren't men of the fad of that day. They weren't men after admiration of men. They were men that wanted to do exactly what God wanted done. Smith Wigglesworth, really, especially. If he read it in God's Word, he just didn't do it, whether anybody else was or not. That's just the type of man he was. That was the type of man that when he took the pulpit at every meeting he had, he would make this statement. Whoever wants to be healed tonight, stand up, and the first one standing will be healed. Praise God. I don't think I have that power, sis. I am sorry. I should. But he did. And whoever stood up first was healed. But did you know that Smith Wigglesworth's ministry was not about healing? It was about the Word. Preaching the Word. Transforming lives. Sanctifying saints. Preaching the Word to where men's and women's lives would be transformed and they would walk with God. That's what Smith Wigglesworth's ministry was about. It wasn't about healing. That's just what God was doing because he was a man of the Word. Wow. See, that's a tall order right there. To be a man or woman of the Word, that means whatever the Word says, that's what I'm going to do, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what the feeling may be, and no matter how inconvenienced I may be. That's a man or a woman of the Word. Hallelujah. I've still got it on my mind. I'm still going to try to get it done. Sometimes time is limited. But serious servants is something the church needs to be full of. Hallelujah. And when the church starts getting full of serious servants, others are going to catch the vision. What is that? It's just men and women of the Word. Knowing that's where I've got to go to find renewing of my mind. If my mind is running off, that means it needs to run to the Word. If my mind is being plagued by the lies of the enemy, that means I've got to run to the Word. I've got to go to God's Word, or I will not make it. I will not overcome. Praise be to our God. Let's stand together here tonight. Hallelujah. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. I'm trusting light bulbs have come on tonight. Hallelujah. It has in mine. When I first started looking at this and reading this again, I've preached this before. Hallelujah. But oh, God of heaven, it's thy word, Lord. It's thy word. It's thy way. It's thy righteousness. It's thy holiness. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. It's thy Holy Ghost. Oh, it's thy salvation, Lord. It's all about your plan, your big picture. Lord, what you want to accomplish, God. Lord, and when that becomes my desire, that becomes my passion, and that becomes my plan, and that's when I become intentional, Lord, to be found in your word, Lord God, to the transforming of my life, to the renewing of my mind, to the victories over the flesh. Hallelujah.